The one in Hopewell High School on the direct call.
Hopewell High is a large, modern-looking school that sits on a wooded two-lane highway on Bates Ford Road in Huntersville. It opened in 2001. Dino Giziano is Hopewell's principal.
Hopewell is somewhere between 45 and 50% African-American. We are about 30% Caucasian. Our most recent socioeconomic data point shows us at about 27% economically disadvantaged.
And high-income students represent about 29% of Hopewell's student population, whereas at Huff in Cornelius, 72% of the students are high-income and close to 80% are white. One goal of the student assignment plan is to make schools more economically diverse. Huff would get a few more low- and middle-income students. Hopewell would get fewer low- and middle-income students, but their high-income student total would jump by 12 points to 41%.
The current proposal is for students who are juniors or seniors.
At a community meeting on the proposed plan, Huff parents expressed mixed opinions. The fact that rising juniors and seniors won't have to change schools works for Tiffany and Mike Dunn for their oldest son, but not the youngest.
Our oldest son will be a junior at Huff when our younger son would be then a freshman at Hopewell. And so we would have two full school years of kids at two different schools within the high school.
Putting them in different schools and having them with different sets of teachers and community involvement doesn't really create family closeness, togetherness.
Parent Michael Rayburn says he doesn't want his daughter to be assigned to Hopewell because of sports.
She's a big soccer player. Huff regularly contends for the state title every year, and that's just always been her dream, so that's what we'd like to make happen. You know, we're hoping that this proposal gets shot down and that we stay zoned for Huff.
CMS officials say that's probably not going to happen because Huff, with more than 2,500 students, is overcrowded to the point where some teachers don't have assigned classrooms. Only 89% of Hopewell space is being used. Parent Lauren Lowry says that should be solved by building a new high school for the area and not moving students around. She is concerned about sending her son to Hopewell because of an ongoing investigation into cases of a rare form of eye cancer in that part of Huntersville and the curriculum.
The programs at Hopewell are not comparable to the programs at Huff. So I'm fine with attending Hopewell if there's no ocular cancer scare and the programs are equitable or similar to the ones at Huff.
Many parents critical of Hopewell's programs base it on the state's ratings. Principal Giziano defends academics at Hopewell, which houses the rigorous Cambridge International program, in addition to honors and AP classes.
Yes, we're a C school. We have been every year for the last 4 years been getting better and better academically, and you know, we were a couple points away from being a B school last year. We have an amazing group of kids, of educators in this building, and I want every parent to be able to learn the truth about this school.
Giziano invited parents to tour the school when classes are in session. He also scheduled two-hour meetings in the areas proposed for reassignment. He says about 70 families attended the first meeting, and several parents have taken school tours, including Lauren Lowry.
He walked us through the tour, showed us a lot of the different classes that were in session. So it seemed like there's great programs, a great engineering program. So we were happy to see that.
Has it changed your mind one way or the other from how you felt before when you saw the plan and the possibility of your son going here?
No, not necessarily. I still do have some concerns.
She referred again to the ocular cancer cases in the Hopewell area and academics. Hopewell parent D. Rankin thinks some parents just may be uncomfortable sending their children to Hopewell because it will be a different mix of students economically and racially.
There's a stigma that, oh, now I'm going to Hopewell. I'm going to school with certain kids that may not value education. But at the same time, you have the kids at Hopewell who are thinking, oh, my God, now these kids from Huff are coming here. I don't want to hang out with these snobby kids. In order for those barriers to be removed, they have to be able to dialogue, go to school with one another, and understand it's learning how to act and react with different people from different all walks of life, period.
Hopewell Principal Giziano says the criticism he's heard about his school doesn't bother him because he knows parents are passionate about their children's education. He just hopes more will see what Hopewell has to offer before the school board votes on the reassignment plan May 24th. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.